You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So you guys know I've been going through allergy elimination for my nut allergy. Mm-hmm. And for it worked for everything except peanuts. And they gave me the option of continuing to see if they could get rid of my peanut allergy or not. And I decided to go for it. So I thought it'd be done by now. It hasn't. I said I've got a little bit of a setback.
Yeah.
Where I kind of went back on the scale.
Oh, man. Mm.
They still think they'll be able to do it, but it's taking
a
while.
Easy. I'm sure it's not easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
like if it was easy, everyone would have, no one would have peanut allergy.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was hoping that we'd have another nut week by now and I'd be eating peanuts left, right, and center, but not so much. The one positive thing I'll say is that, you know, I encounter people all the time that have allergies that just happen. So the, for me, even though I feel like I've missed out, I never knew it. Like, I've had the allergy all my life, and I just never had any nuts.
Right.
Yeah. And I think it would be worse, I will agree, to have something that you love, and then all of a sudden, boom, you can't have it anymore because you become allergic.
Definitely, yeah.
Right?
Because
you've enjoyed it. So, like, a friend, a really good friend who has developed celiac disease, which is not just an intolerance for gluten. Like, they, it's an allergy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They get really sick. She had to give up anything with gluten. So, like, fresh bread was one of her favorite things.
That's
I just, honestly, you'd find
I
me swinging.
Cry.
Yeah. You'd find me swinging. One day, you'd be like, oh, wow. He killed himself.
I don't eat a lot of bread, but...
I don't
like
either.
The option of eating
bread. Oh, absolutely.
I'll just say this. When you start to get into the gluten-free game, you know, because a lot of my cousins actually have this. And so anytime we would do, like, family stuff, there would be, like, oh, cupcakes, but there were gluten-free cupcakes.
Right.
There was, like, treats gluten-free. And I'm telling you, I know that they all think it tastes good.
Well, they have to tell themselves that, right?
But it doesn't, you know?
Yeah, my buddy's got it, like celiacs.
Yeah.
And just watch when he comes out to, like, hang out. It's just, like, such a pain in the ass.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, he's got to ask.
For him.
For him.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
not,
yeah.
For
no, not for me.
You're not. Yeah.
I feel, like, terrible because I've just abused gluten and shellfish and peanuts.
Yeah.
That's all my diet's been.
Mm-hmm.
Gluten, shellfish, and peanuts.
Yep. All the poisonous.
Yeah, all the allergic foods.
That's basically the food triangle that the government recommends.
I don't swell up or anything, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, he can't find beer. He's got to go cider.
Sucks.
Like, there's so many things. He can't eat, like, a normal meal, man. Like, it's like...
Yeah, it's hard.
I mean, I do really think hard. That I know it's not that you're not allergic and you won't die from it, but I do think as everybody gets older, you basically have to stop eating a bunch of foods that you used to
that's
like.
That's true. You better enjoy it now.
You better enjoy it now.
Eat a lot more, too. I think it's gotten, like, you know what I mean? He's gotten less and less that he can eat.
Yeah.
As it progressed.
I guess I'm on the lucky side then because I'm able to eat all nuts except peanuts now. And my lactose intolerance went away.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. I used to be... You
couldn't have milk, huh?
I'd have to take pills before I had...
Oh, so it didn't mess you up.
Yeah, but it's still some. Like, ice cream was kind of would just destroy me. Now I'm totally fine.
Hmm.
And I guess that is something that can come and go.
Yeah.
People say
develop shellfish allergies later in life.
Yes, my aunt did.
Yeah, so some guy texted
someone in. Someone just texted, yes, I have developed a shellfish allergy. No more lobster.
Oh, it sucks.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I'm enjoying all that stuff now, because that could
just
end.
In case.
Yeah.
I wonder how common that is to develop it later in life.
I just wonder, like, what do you develop? How do you develop it? By eating it? Then your body's like, oh, wait, no?
Your body just views it as a poison, I think.
Yeah. All of a sudden?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. It is weird.
Wow,
yeah.
It's weird.
But can you get, can you develop a shellfish allergy having never eaten any shellfish?
I don't know either. Because I know that the people that develop it later, like, they've had lobster a million times, then one time they eat lobster and their lips swell up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think my aunt got really sick.
Oh,
it sucks.
Growing
up or something.
I love lobster. Scrimps.
Scrimp.
Scrimp.
I couldn't live without scrimp.
I need scrimps. Little tiny bottom feeding scrimps.
So shells, isn't it?
I don't know what it is.
Terrible little shells.
It must be. It's shellfish allergy.
They hold iodine or whatever in there.
Yeah.
I could live without shrimp. I couldn't live without lobster or crab legs. Those are the two things. But everything else I'd be okay with.
This person said, I have celiac disease. I have to even be careful of the ingredients in my body wash and shampoo now. And I did not grow up with it, so I know what I'm missing. And I have cried because I miss beer so bad.
Mm. Yeah, the beer thing, like, my buddy was drinking a gluten-free beer, and I was like, oh, well, I'll try that, see what's up. And I was like, it's just as good, bud. It's totally just as good, bud.
Does he drink something else, like another alcohol?
It's usually hard ciders.
Oh,
like, yeah. He's got to get a specific one, though, because some of those are gluten-free. But I feel bad for him, too, because when he says he's gluten-free to people,
they think
they look
diet,
at him like
a
he's
choice.
A weirdo, like some weirdo. You right. know what I mean? It's like, yes. No, dude, he'll have a horrible day.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of people there that just choose to be,
yeah,
you know,
because it's in, I can't it's have trendy gluten. Or something.
Right.
But there are people that it destroys them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Developed a pork allergy during pregnancy. It never went away. No bacon.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a pork allergy.
That would devastate me.
Andy took that hard.
Besides even just the bacon, there's so much about pork that's delicious.
You take pork away from me, I'm playing just drums on the street.
Yeah, exactly. You just gave everything up.
Just go right
you
to
gave
the street.
Everything up.
Yeah. So what happens when you have a pork allergy? You get hives, a rash, inflammation of the skin, nausea, vomiting, stomach cramps, running your stuffy nose, mild fever, wheezy and difficulty breathing, and in rare case, anaphylaxis.
Ooh. I'd take 50% of that and just still eat pork.
Yeah, I'd just be a mess.
I'd have diarrhea and a fever, and my eyes would be crossed. And
Chuck's off today because he had bacon.
Hives all over me. I'd be fine with that. Like, as long as it wasn't some of the deadly stuff.
Right.
You'd live with that.
Oh, just
worth it.
Just suck it up.
It's like, oh, Chuck ate pork again.
Yeah, he's got diarrhea and he's got fever.
I get it.
I didn't bring this up for a reason because Ariana Grande canceled some shows this week, and she's just revealed why. She just discovered she's allergic to tomatoes.
Oh.
And she found out the hard way. She said, we discovered that I had an unfortunate allergic reaction to tomatoes. My throat closed up. It still feels like I'm swallowing a cactus, but I'm slowly making progress. She said, nothing is more unfair than an Italian woman developing an allergy to tomatoes in her mid-20s.
She's going to be thrown out of the family.
How can an Italian woman not have tomatoes?
I don't know if it's the seeds or if it's just the... I never heard of that.
I haven't either.
That's horrible. There's so many things that... There's tomatoes. You know, tomatoes are such a big part of... Food.
Well, food in general, but especially Italian.
Yeah,
food.
Yeah. I'm waiting to be allergic to Pop-Tarts, but...
Nothing yet, Chuck?
So far, I'm good.
That's awesome.
Those are all gluten-stuffed glutens.
Yeah.
I'm still good.
Extra gluten with
eating a lot of them.
Up with drizzled gluten.
Eat a lot of them.
Tim's with us here. Tim, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning, man. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I found out later in life that I was allergic to shellfish. I ate fresh tiger shrimp, and it made my throat swell up. I couldn't breathe. I ended up drinking like bottles and bottles of water to help it. And then I found out later in life, which I want everybody to know, that when you get an MRI done, that dye that they throw in you is loaded with shellfish. So you have to let the people know if you're allergic to shellfish. You got to let the doctors know about that.
Mm. Well, it's the iodine
that they release.
Thanks, Tim.
It's all in there. I'm in taking care of shellfish, which I do. I have my crayfish,
my pets.
Mm-hmm. You have to put like a form of iodine. It's not exactly iodine. I think it becomes iodine, but you have to put it in the water so that they can get rid of their shell and then grow a new one. So they're always kind of adding to it. And in the wild, it's just in the water. You don't need to add it. But if you have them yourself, so you're realizing that you're like, oh, yeah, there is like
a different kind of
element of poison in them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Someone
said developed a chicken allergy a year ago. Now, not to eggs, just adult chickens. Mm. They can still have eggs, but they can't have chicken.
Developed a chicken allergy. I wasn't allergic, but I almost just couldn't eat chicken ever again.
Oh, I feel that way too. I'm so sick of chicken.
Yep.
Every meal was chicken.
Because it's a healthy choice.
Yep.
It is.
And it sucks after a while.
It does. It's just too much chicken.
Can I tell you? There's a lot of really boring ways to make chicken.
Well, there's only so many things you can do with
it, I know.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And no, I almost got there. I was almost like, I almost just started faking it.
Oh, being like, I can't, sorry, I pop up.
I pop up if I eat that.
Puff up.
At least it's grilling season. You can put some on the grill.
Yeah,
marinated or something. But. Yeah. This person found out in their late 20s they have a beef allergy. No more cows. Oh,
God damn.
I don't eat a lot of beef, but I want the option to eat beef.
Oh, I love beef.
I love it, yeah.
I know a forester that ended up having to move to Arizona because they became allergic to evergreens. They couldn't live anywhere near evergreens.
You have to move your whole life.
It always...
I love all my evergreens.
Something about allergies, I think, has to do with exposure to things.
Like too much of it?
Too much of it. Yeah. And... You know, it's one of those things like they did when you were, I remember when I had my kids, they were like, oh, don't give them anything.
Yeah.
You know, like they didn't want you to give them peanut butter for a certain amount of time. So someone must have been like, hey, I think some of these kids that got peanut allergy ate peanuts every single day. Some don't, obviously. But becoming allergic to evergreens and working in the forest all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Something has to be going on there.
Reese is with us from Fairhaven. Hey, Reese, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. We're talking about people just all of a sudden becoming allergic to something and devastating them. What is it for you?
Yep. So I went on the second date with my current girlfriend. Just trying to be all cute at this new sushi bar that we went to. Told her to just order whatever she wanted. I'll try whatever. I'm fine with it. And... ended up eating it, and then we get back in the car ready to leave, and all of a sudden I'm busting out in hives, all swelled up. Turns out I am allergic to shrimp.
And you didn't know that.
A developed allergy.
Jeez.
Did you have shrimp a lot or just rarely?
I mean, it was pretty bad. Like, I mean, my whole face started swelling up. I started getting super itchy.
Yeah. So bad allergy.
All right. Sucks to have that happen, like, while you're out with a girl.
That's embarrassing.
It's, like, hard to be sexy when you're swole up.
Yeah, when you're all scratchy and swollen.
Still want to do it? Yeah, can we still bang or something?
Someone who's an MRI tech just wanted to clarify, it's the CAT scan dye that contains iodine, not MRI dye.
Okay.
Yeah, it's CAT scan. So it's what I get done all the time.
Just a heads up there. Lori's in Brooklyn.
Load me with poison.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi there.
So oh my God, I'm just reading what your allergy is, and that would suck. Sorry. What is it?
I'm allergic to garlic and onions, like anything in the onion family.
That sucks. Mm. That's flavor, baby.
Garlic and onions is a flavor, baby. What do you do? Like how?
Yeah, like, I just discovered it accidentally. Like I would eat something and... like start puking or have, you know, trips to the bathroom, aka things like that. So I have to go to a nutritionist and figure it out, but I can't eat anything like that. Like I'll go to a restaurant and they'll look at me like I'm crazy when I tell them I have a garlic allergy. They're like, what?
So just fresh garlic or any garlic?
Yeah, anything, like anything with garlic, dried powder. That cuts out like 90% of food.
Oh my God, garlic is in almost everything.
It is. Are you really worried you're a vampire? Yeah.
I'm no fun at parties. Everybody hates me. They're like, you're not invited.
You bite necks.
You bite necks and drink blood, too.
Right.
Thanks for calling in. That's the same with our friend who's celiac. She knows that people make a whole meal and then, but they got to make either something separate for her or plan the menu around it.
Never happened.
A few years ago, I gave up gluten. I think I've told this story, but I gave up gluten and I had an allergic reaction to giving up gluten.
Yeah, you became super itchy, right? You were super itchy. No. You were
like, why am I so itchy?
You were super itchy.
You needed the gluten.
I need the gluten.
I think I need the... I might die. My heart might stop if I stop gluten at this point as much as I eat.
It's true. Your heart needs it.
Yeah. Gluten fuels me.
Yep.
Fueled by gluten.
Most of us are. Most of us are.
Someone said developed an allergy to cherries and cats.
Mm.
Two of my favorite things.
Yeah. Cherries and cats.
Cherries and cats.
That's the Andy Green biography.
Like, literally, like, in the height of my Weight Watcher stuff, it was a lot of cherries.
You're eating a lot of cherries, huh?
Yeah, it was like cherry season.
Hmm.
So,
it was cherries. I hate a cherry.
Do you? I love a cherry.
Isn't it cherry season now?
Is it?
Coming up. If it's not, it's coming up. Fresh.
When it's not cherry season, cherries suck.
Really? It takes just a certain time, huh?
Yeah, a certain time of year. And they're, like, sweet and delicious.
Yeah, otherwise they're little and unhealthy looking.
They're hard and
it's bad.
Not sweet.
Yeah, I don't like them.
The Michigan cherries.
Yeah.
This person said, my wife developed an allergy to avocados. I've never seen someone cry more about anything.
See, I could deal with that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Avocados gross me out.
I love them too. Guacamole.
But I could probably live without them. Like, there's other things that'd be much worse if I developed.
Yeah, I could live without it, but it's good.
But sometimes they taste like bananas to me, and it freaks me out.
Really?
Well, that's weird.
Well, that's wild.
They taste like bananas.
Didn't
avocado?
They taste like bananas.
Sometimes they taste like banana when they put them in sushi. Like the contrast of flavors are like sweet and banana-y. I don't like it.
Interesting.
I'm like, wild. Keep it to yourself.
Just keep that on the side, please. Load it up with some pork or bacon.
Yeah, just heavy on the pork.
This person just found out they're allergic to garlic, too, but says they can't stop me from eating it. At least I know why I crap so much.
Well, this is the thing. If it was just poops, I'm not changing.
No, really?
If it was just poops, if it's just the poops, I'm not changing.
Yeah. There's some people that just, whatever they eat, they just go to the bathroom all the time anyway.
Yeah. So. I had something happened to me yesterday. I don't know what I have. Maybe I'm allergic to something. I don't know.
I
was on a walk and I had to get home fast. And it was bad. And I was like, what the hell?
I didn't even do anything.
What did I do?
I was walking.
I'm like trying to think. What did I do?
We're talking about how bad it is to develop an allergy later in life because then you realize you're missing out on something. Rob, what did you develop?
So I took a trip to Ireland a few years ago, and which was absolutely lovely. And we were in the Galway, the Clara Harbor there. Mm-hmm. And I found out that I was allergic to shellfish by eating a fresh off the boat clam, as they would. And I ate it, mouth got itchy, throat started kind of closing up a little bit. So I started coughing, everything like that. We go to the pharmacy there, or whatever it was, and found out that antihistamines are not over the counter. So there was really no way to kind of manage it other than taking a couple of hits of albuterol, kind of like taking the max of like 6 doses of albuterol and trying to throw up and just drink water because the solution to pollution is dilution. And that kind of helped out, but it was still pretty scary to kind of have the, I didn't know if it was going to get worse or stay the same, but it ended up working out okay.
Now you always travel with Benadryl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew you couldn't buy it over the counter?
I didn't know that, honestly.
They're anti-Benadryl, Ireland, because of all of the wars.
That was relax. Jameson's in Fort Myers. Hey, Jameson, how are you?
Everyone knows.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So I want to hear how Andy and James would react to the allergy you developed. What is it?
I'm allergic to marijuana.
Oh, no.
So how did you discover that, and were you a big smoker and then it developed, or what happened?
I've always smoked cigarettes and drank beer, you know, since I've gotten the age of 21, I've been able to do it. But then one night it was like, you know, my buddies had it. I said, I'll just have a regular paper joint, just roll a regular paper joint. So I had a regular paper joint, I got 4 or 5 puffs in, and that was fine, you know. And then about 10 minutes later, my esophagus closed to almost completely up, and then I had this burning sensation of a rash all over my body. I went straight to the hospital. They asked me what I did. I told them the truth, and I had this many beers, and I tried this for a pot, and I even gave them the sample, the leftover, because I didn't finish it. And I didn't get in trouble for it, but I had to get a large needle in my butt. And then they told me, and they said that I was allergic to it. There was something in the plant that I cannot be around. And now, I mean, I've only met one other person here in Fort Myers that has the same condition, but I feel like I'm still, like, alone out there.
Someone texted in and said that they were allergic to THC, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's an odd one. I wonder if it was just like a bad plant that you got. It was, you know what I mean?
Weird. Like, you know?
I'll be honest with you guys. Like, after that experience, and I'm not a fan of needles I probably won't ever try it again.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I think it's what happens. It's what happens a lot of times. Like, I was young, had some weird reaction to eggs, and then my parents decided to never give me eggs again for like years, for like 6 years. So sometimes you have one little thing, and people make the call for you. So like he had, it could have been something in the paper. It could have been something, like, who knows? You don't know.
But with him, the good thing is, it's not like he was like Andy or James who perhaps allegedly enjoyed.
No, he just tried it.
It was his first time trying it. Yeah. So it wasn't as devastating as it would be to someone who, you know, enjoys it a lot.
Yeah. That would suck.
Jason the Jew made a good point. Maybe it was mold on the plant.
Yeah, there's stuff that can happen to the plants.
Yeah,
but they say here that people with cannabis allergies are becoming more common.
Because they're being exposed to it more.
I feel like all allergies are on the rise.
Well, they are, because we're dying.
It's like conspiracy stuff.
The earth is trying to get rid of us.
Is it the earth or...
The earth or the other things?
Big brother.
Okay, so you think your allergy is bad? I think this woman out of Boston is worse. She says, I'm a 30-year-old woman. When I was in fifth grade, I went on a family cruise to the Caribbean. When we came back to Boston, all of a sudden, I became allergic to the sun.
Mm.
Well, if I'm allergic to the sun, you're going to put me down. Exposure to UV rays causes me to break out in ferocious hives that not only itch, but severely hurt and burn.
Oh.
I get vampire jokes all the time, and I have to take allergy medicine daily, which doesn't always help.
Yeah, I've seen people on TV with that.
I think my neighbor has something like this, this old guy, because, of course, I live around a bunch of old people, but he has, he covers up.
Big hat.
You can't see him at all.
Yeah, he's like, I live in the shadows.
And he walks his dog.
he's in a tent?
I'm here in the shadows.
Hi.
He's fully
You know how hot it is in this tent? Oh, my God.
You can't see him. He walks real slow.
I'd walk slow, too, if I was in a 100-degree tent.
Or he'll cut his grass in the middle of the night.
Oh,
you know,
just
late
night
when
mowing.
It gets dark. When it's dark. Mowing. And he has like a miner's hat with like
with
a light
on
the top. So
don't be creeped out. I can't be in the sunlight. I burn up.
That's why I have my miner hat.
Do like any type of yard work or weeding with his miner hat.
Oh, man. In the middle of the night.
The poor man.
That's when his wife's been banished.
He doesn't have a wife.
Darkness. Oh, he's lucky then.
No wife.
He's happy still then. He's allergic to the sun and doesn't care.
Lisa, down here in the sewer.
Hey. Hi. Got a balloon for you.
I don't do well with light.
Yeah.
So I live in the shadows. I have a pet crocodile. A nightmo.
Like, how late?
It's not that late, right?
No, it's dark though, right? It's, you know, it's usually in the summer. So I don't know when
9:30?
It gets dark. Yeah, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And I'll see this light. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, oh.
What is that?
He's out there.
Just my miner hat. You know, I can't go out.
Gardening lease.
I live the nightlife.
I like to boogie. Only at night.
Yeah, he's a weird one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I feel bad.
He's allergic
for him.
That sucks. I mean, so he says. I don't know if he's just like
cuckoo for cocoa puffs.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's just me and the bats out here.
I knew a girl that was allergic to caffeine. And the reaction was like she got drunk.
It's horrible.
So it wasn't like she didn't puke. Well, she could puke if she had too much, but. It wasn't poops and it wasn't whatever. It was like legit bombed.
Oh. Weird.
Yeah.
There's people that their stomach produces beer basically, and they'll sit there and get drunk and they don't know it. Like, because their stomach's fermenting things in a way that's making it alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the hospital hammered and don't know why. That's scary.
So cheap.
You know, we've heard of this. This guy said when I worked in landscaping, I got bit by a tick.
Oh yeah,
and I'm now allergic to red meat.
Yep. Yeah, we
stomach
have heard
pains
of that.
And nasty poops, and steak was my favorite.
It's really
too.
Common.
Yeah,
but it develops because after the bite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
whatever they put in you.
Yeah,
when
we
they bite
talked
you.
About it. I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because we were devastated. We didn't want to get bit by a tick.
Yeah.
Oh no!
And all of a sudden, become allergic.
I've been
to red
worried
meat.
About ticks pretty much my whole life.
You have.
You should be.
You have.
You get Lyme disease.
Yeah, my dad. Yep. burnt one off my scalp with a match, which is apparently is not even the way you're supposed to do it.
No, that's just how your dad does things.
That's true.
How many things has he burned off of people?
Just lots.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone said I'm now allergic to some fruits. If I eat an apple, my throat itches. I have that too, but it's not the fruit. It's the pesticide
on it.
So if organic. I buy organic, yeah. I don't have that issue at all.
Yeah. That's so, just poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're allergic to weed also?
My wife is.
Oh, so your wife. And how did she discover it?
The other guy. So she works as a massage therapist and found out that THC oil was actually in one of the oils that they use. And then her hand just completely lit up. like her skin puffed out like a cartoon character. And now whenever someone even smokes and she breathes it in, violent.
Hmm. You're cutting out a bit
there. Yeah. But. So she's like normal sized chick, and then all of a sudden she's got like Andre the Giant hands.
Right.
That's not what, I want my,
peanut?
Yeah.
Not what I want my lady to have.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant hands.
You don't.
I'm just saying.
All large
depends.
Man.
All depends what you're into.
Not that. John in New Hampshire. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey. What's up, bro? So my girlfriend developed cold urticaria. She developed cold urticaria later on in life. She found out when she was about 22 years old.
What's that?
Being allergic to the cold.
Oh.
And it's straight up like a peanut allergy. I mean, I remember one time we were out smoking butts, at a party, and it was winter time out, and she was out there in a t-shirt, and just being out there for 15 minutes in like 20 degree weather. She came back inside. She was covered in hives. She had no food allergy that she knew of, that we knew of. And we ended up having to call 911, get the ambulance. They gave her an EpiPen, all that stuff.
She moved.
And she went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, an allergy doctor, had a test, and found out that she was allergic to the cold.
Jesus. She had to move out of Boston.
Did she move out of New Hampshire?
What's up?
Did she have to move from New Hampshire?
No, she still lives up here, but she, like I was telling her before, she can't even wear a bikini to the beach, even on an 80-degree day. Like, she takes no risks whatsoever, and she's a good-looking chick, too.
What, in case a breeze blows by? What
do you,
Pretty much, yeah. Like, she doesn't take any risks. In the winter, she wears about seven coats.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. There's a seven-coat girlfriend.
That's a weird thing.
She's really hot under there, though. She's
I swear to God, she's a smoke show underneath those seven-coats. You can't believe me.
It's his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, smoke show. You still get sick of them, but...
When you said she was a seven, I didn't mean think you mean seven coats.
No, that's what I meant.
Can you imagine though? Yeah. You see this girl who's obviously looks like Grimace now because she's wearing seven coats, and then she peels off and she's a smoke show. You're like,
but you never get to see it because she's always covered up.
Yeah, you've got to have like your bedroom's got to be like
naked. She'd be cold after 2 seconds. I mean, it would be bad.
Your bedroom's got to be hot.
You have to have sex in a sauna.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's the whole
place.
She
lives in a sauna. She needs to move out of
She
it.
Does need to move out of New Hampshire, though, right?
So
I mean, she's got to go somewhere south.
Yeah.
Texas, Florida, somewhere.
Seven
desert or something.
But even there, it gets freezing.
At night.
At night.
Mm. Yeah,
like,
true.
It's you got to go somewhere where it's like...
Always hot.
Yeah. Caribbean.
Yeah, the Caribbean.
Someone else. There's a few people who are allergic to cold who texted in. This one, too. My mom is also allergic to the cold. She had to line her coats with hand warmers.
Oh, man.
I don't like the cold, but I'm not allergic to it. Thankfully.
Yeah. I could walk you'd across be dead. That tundra I'd like be those dead, penguins. Yeah.
Be dead fine. Living in, working in this studio. You'd just die.
Yeah, God finally took Lisa out.
Yeah.
Damn thing went to 60. Killed her.
Right then, during the show. You lost her. No, luckily you're not allergic to it, but there's a lot of people that I never even thought. Allergic, honestly... I'd rather be allergic to the cold than allergic to the sun, though, if I had to pick one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm the opposite.
I'm with you.
I'd love to be like, I would, but it is nice outside.
Oh, it'd give me an excuse for everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I know you're having this barbecue and it's going to be a lot of fun, but I'm allergic to the sun, so I can't.
You wouldn't be able to coach baseball, and you love that.
I'd be in one of those tents.
You'd be
hot. I'm hot anyway. I'm sweaty anyway.
You'd really be hot.
You'd have to get an air-conditioned tent.
Oh, girl! Get Chuck his Raiden hat.
Yeah.
I need that.
And someone said, oh, wow, Melanie from Michigan. I'm allergic to eggs, gluten, bees, wasps, the sun, and marijuana.
My God.
It's a lot of allergies.
That's a lot of different things.
Different,
yeah. Yeah, I'd only be allergic for one day.
Eggs, gluten, bees, wasps, the sun.
Actually, most of that I'm fine.
You're fine with.
I'm fine with. The gluten would be devastating for me. But yeah. Like I said, the people, a lot of the people that I know that are gluten-free, it's just poops.
Yeah.
My normal diet leads to just poop, so...
Yeah.
None of us are allergic to anything in here besides Dave, right?
Nobody yeah.
Nobody else has
it. Well, I just Jason have cats, and I have...
Jason has the nut allergy. Like
yeah, yeah, Jason has
yeah, Jason allergy. Seems to have it even worse.
Yeah.
I had an incident with vodka years ago, but I think I can probably drink it now.
Yeah.
Are you still nervous about it because you had such a bad reaction?
I had a few sips and I was fine a few years ago, so I think I'd probably be okay. It was a bad incident.
Yeah. It was a bad incident.
That was so long ago. I don't know. I think I could probably drink it.
That was a bad
That's the only
incident.
Thing I have.
Let me tell you. I mean, I'm not going to tell you, but it was bad.
Yeah, so we'll get into details. Other people, Julie in Naples developed a garlic allergy later in life.
See, like, garlic, I love.
That garlic would be one of those devastating things, too.
Dude, it's so good.
I need to have crazy bread. I don't.
Yeah. You're telling the doctor that.
I need to have crazy bread.
You're like in shock. Wait, you're like, no, doc.
Crazy bread.
What, doc?
You're allergic to garlic, so that means no more crazy bread, no more spaghetti stuff, anything like that.
Doc, what is that syringe there for?
This is for your ass.
Can just empty all the fluid, just fill it with air, and put it in me.
Or just put it right in your veins?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get you right to the beyond.
Killed himself because he couldn't have crazy bread anymore. You should do a commercial for them, for God's sakes.
Does that mean no crazy bread, Doc? That's exactly what that means. Oh, no, he killed himself. Oh, Jesus, it was so fast.
He's gone. That's how we lost Jack.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Head into the emails. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com is how you can reach us. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. A mortician reached out to us.
Yep.
Yes.
Big fan of the show. She says she's a female mortician / embalmer.
I prepare the phrase for the afterlife.
She says, it makes me laugh hearing you guys talk about how creepy we must be.
You are, you know it.
She says, I'm in my mid-20s, and I find everyone around my age in the profession to be pretty normal as well. But I have had some bad experiences with the older generations in funeral service. Some things more severe than others. I do work with one older man who insists everybody needs to be packed.
Pack it up with what? Is the question.
Newspapers.
No, wait till you hear.
What are we going to fill you up with?
What a crazy song.
That is a really weird song. She says, for reference now, sometimes bodies do leak out of orifices even after embalming, but pretty rarely. So to be safe, we always pack the nasal cavity with cotton. But that's it for most embalmers. That's the only thing they pack. But this man I work with, she says, this old guy will insist almost every female needs to be packed down there as well.
If I don't fill her up with a cotton ball, I just don't think it's safe. One in the rectum and one in the thigh. Two in her nostril and one in her throat. Two for her ears and a hug goodbye.
You're creepy.
You're just creepy. A hug goodbye, no kiss.
That's the song they used to remember all their process.
Yeah, exactly.
I wrote a little song to help you remember what you need to do.
It's playing while they're doing it.
Pop out her eyes and put little cotton ball inside. Leaky, oh. Leaky, leaky.
Okay. She says, even though he wants women packed down there, she says, I've argued with him about it. If it's someone I'm embalming, I'll say, hey, listen, it's my decision. I don't think that's necessary. And he'll offer to do it even if he's not the one embalming. He's like, well, don't worry. I'll do it for you. I don't mind.
So, come on. I mean, that's, guys, that's a telltale.
Listen. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I was complaining about this to a coworker when he told me about a time that he came downstairs to find him packing a female deceased without gloves on. I was horrified.
I just like the feel. That's all it's about. Packing you so you don't drip.
Right out.
One and two, three and four. I'll check your bandages. Put in some more.
Oh.
She says, all my coworkers
I'm sorry,
and
they're
I,
creepy. I'm sorry. There's something wrong with you. And maybe you're 20 and you're okay right now.
Yeah, that's all I'm thinking about is her. Like
what? How do you? Why? Like what?
How do you do this?
What made you do it?
It's odd.
She says, all my coworkers and I have complained about this guy to our boss, but nothing gets done. She says, it's unfortunate so many inappropriate, creepy people are allowed to keep their jobs. But as you can imagine,
hard to find.
There's not a line out the door for people wanting to become funeral directors.
Yeah.
Hello.
People like him, though, give morticians a bad name. It's like any other profession. There's always some weirdos. Some tailors touch your penis. Some CrossFit gym owners record you. For some reason in the funeral profession, though, the odd weirdo has set the stereotype. Well, just wanted to let you know, most of us aren't like that, whether Chuck believes me or not.
I don't. Well, I think you're fine right now.
Yeah.
But something inside is waiting to come out. Give yourself 10 years. 10 years of your friends coming into the place. Getting packed. Getting burned.
All right. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Kidding.
You are just getting creepier and creepier.
I do. I say this every time, though. I do know some normal, like, funeral workers. Yeah.
I don't know any.
I know some that you, on the outside, look normal, but have photos of stuff. And
this girl doesn't have photos.
What brings you into that business? Like, how do you decide
this is what I want to do with my life?
Yeah,
mostly it's family. We've heard it's a lot of family run businesses.
It's like the six feet under,
so they all stay in the business. But if you're not, it's not a family business. What made you go, I want to work with dead bodies?
I think that the embalmers, like the ones who might own the funeral homes, and it's like generations of working with the dead.
Yeah,
I think things can go a lot wackier. I think the other, like an embalmer, is just like it's like a good paying, kind of like reasonably steady career.
I mean, and I think that is the draw all the time, why anyone starts one of these businesses. They're always like, well, people are always dying.
Mm-hmm. There's a movie where I think it's Bill Murray plays a funeral director from like the 1800s and talks about what a great business it is.
Yeah.
So not only does this woman say that most of us aren't like that, she said, thankfully, we actually aren't undateable. I'm with someone now, but I found most of my first dates actually were pretty interested and positive about my job. She says also, thanks for the laughs. I do 99% of my listening while working in the prep room, and it does make my days better.
Yeah.
You need something to lighten it up in there, you know?
For sure.
Staring at a bodies. Dead
body. Man, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's like just, for me, it's like the same level as somebody that could be a doctor or something and work with that and separate themselves from.
Oh, I think being a doctor
working on somebody
is way
better. With an arm cut off or something.
Yeah, right? I think it's way more normal to be a doctor
than it is to.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
True. I mean, sometimes.
Well, yeah,
if you die,
could see them at the end, but then, like, but as a doctor, you're like, well, I tried to save them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not prepping their body.
Now you're like,
wash and clean. Make sure you're spotless. Let's do a little bit of eyebrows for you. Eyeshadow here and a bit of lipstick. Now let me pack your vagina.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I love
Come
the
on.
End.
I don't.
I didn't even know they did that.
No.
Well, they
well,
don't.
Well, they're not supposed to,
That's
I guess.
This guy
didn't even know they did that.
I'd be pissed if my family member's vagina was packed by
yeah.
inappropriate no glove
But it's
man.
Not something you're going to sit
You'll
down and
know.
Say. Did you did pack, you know, the
Oh, she's
downstairs.
Well packed. She is as packed.
Area? Did you pack it?
It is as packed
I don't
tight
want
as...
you to pack my family members.
Don't pack my
that.
Family members.
Don't say that.
Of course
I
you wouldn't.
I packed your Aunt Lucille like a 19th century musket.
Who even thinks about that? Oh, that's weird.
No, no one would ever know except that guy, right? That he's packed.
That is and a crazy thing you didn't think you need to ask.
Yeah,
no.
yeah just off limits.
Yeah, I'm reading it through the brochure here. It doesn't mention anything about vaginal packing. Are you into that? Because
I assure you, I hate doing it, but I do.
You do that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to forego that process if you could. I don't want you stuffing stuff into Aunt Lucille like that.
What about her other parts?
Yeah, just do as little packing as possible. If she gets a little leak here and there, I don't think anybody's going to know.
Spring a leak. No one wants to see it.
Jenny's in Burlington, Massachusetts. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good. You have some family members in the business?
Yeah, so I have two uncles that are brothers, and they went into the business when, you know, we didn't have family in the business before. And they went into it simply because they knew they could make a lot of money. Both of those uncles are the ones that walk around during holidays and just hand out $50 bills.
So they're loaded.
They're loaded, yeah.
But are they like Chuck's voice? Are they that creepy?
The Death Brothers?
No, they're not creepy at all. They're like my favorite uncles. They're really funny guys. And, you know, obviously in their profession, they have to be serious when they're working. But outside of work, you would have no idea.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, there are some Thomas Clocks out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there are.
Yes. Thomas Clock is a Michigan funeral director who we talked about a long time ago.
The inspiration for
they found
this voice.
Body in his minivan.
He was driving around.
He had friends.
Around
friends.
With his friend.
Yeah. He had friends.
All of my friends are back at my house.
He's a sing-songy bastard.
He likes to sing about his weirdness. Mm-hmm. He sure does. Craig's in Massachusetts. What do you think, man?
Hey guys. So my family has been in the mortician business for about three generations. I myself am the first one to not become a mortician. But I've grown up with obviously living with all that my entire life. And a lot of my friends and my close friends say that I'm the one that's messed up because I'm so used to it. Everybody, anytime a conversation about dead bodies or anything comes up, it's like, oh, I'm cool with that. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's no big deal.
I've seen 100 of them.
Yeah.
Right. But you just didn't want to do it.
Honestly, I was okay with doing it all up until the embalming part. Right. And when I learned about what embalming was, I was like, nope, I'm actually an engineer now. So yeah. I just totally took a different path.
Yeah. Good for you, man.
Family was probably devastated.
Oh, yeah. Always
you
when there's a family
the
business, they're always upset that someone doesn't want to take over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they feel like they've worked so hard on something and put in all their time.
Embalming's
all
such a
those
crazy.
Bodies, all those friends, and you just leave.
It's a crazy process that we do.
Mm-hmm.
It is. But listen, we're glad there's people out there that are doing it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, those people are necessary. For that time,
yeah,
the horrible time. You just hope they're not packing your friends.
Yeah, you hope they're not giving her the old vag stuffins.
Catch me stuffins.
I'm going to pack your mom up.
Aw.
And charge you tenfold.
Yeah, they charge a lot for that.
Yeah, geez, it says it's extra here for the vag pack. I'd like to. You can knock that out. $10,000 right off of there if you could.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get it that we need them, maybe.
Yeah.
We do need them.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think it's one of those industries where they
take advantage.
They take advantage of a terrible time and
drastically overcharge,
upsell.
Yeah,
things that can't possibly cost as much as they're saying they do, and I think that that's nasty. And then every once in a while, they bang your dead friend.
Oh, come on, Chuck. Come on.
They do.
I don't believe
they do. I said every once in a while, they bang a dead person.
Mm. Anyway, to that listener who claims she's normal, thanks for this. Hopefully you're not playing this podcast right now in the
or listening live. Hear it. Hopefully that guy doesn't hear it.
Creepy mortician who's packing badges.
Wow, this would be a bad segment if they played it in like the waiting area.
Yes, it would.
It absolutely would.
Turn this infernal station off.
And thanks for reaching out to us. She reached us. Email at daveandchuckthefreak.com if you ever want to reach out to us. Right now, tons of people online are freaking out because they're discovering something on their body that's freaking them out.
Yeah.
One identical thing they all have that they never noticed before. Take a look on the outside of your wrist. Mm-hmm. Your left wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see one lone freckle there?
Yeah, I've always had it.
Nope.
I got no freckle.
This one?
No, wouldn't this be the...
The outside of your wrist?
Like what?
Outside of
my... Oh, yeah, the wrist. Outside is the top.
The top, yeah.
This one?
I have no freckles.
There it is. No. Right there.
I don't have a freckle there. I have about 20 of them.
I have one lone freckle right there.
Mm.
What is it?
Well, that's the thing. Someone tweeted last week, a guy named Aaron said, you got a freckle in the middle of your wrist, or is this a myth? Lots of people responded, yes, they do have that freckle. How do people have this one lone freckle in the same place on their body? It's probably, they say, that freckles get darker when they get a lot of sun, and since your wrists get more sun than most other parts, if you got a freckle there, it'll show up. But still, they say it's a strange phenomenon to see how many other strangers have a freckle in the exact same spot as you do.
Yeah, I don't have one.
That's where we're connected to the Matrix.
Yeah, well, that's how DNA is, just a computer program, and it's...
Oh, yeah, it's a glitch.
People are thinking that maybe that's the sign that you've been...
So where are they, all these people... No, that's not the sign.
The true sign's a sore butt, right, Chuck?
Usually it's...
See, look, mine is in the exact spot as that one.
Yeah. Well,
you're an alien.
Yeah. Duh. You've been penetrated. You've been penetrated.
And probed deep.
Yeah.
Well, duh, Dave, you're an alien.
You like getting pegged.
We knew it. Always thought it.
So this is just one of those viral things, like...
Yeah.
No one.
Everyone's so bored.
Society is so
and
stupid.
Everyone just wants to belong, you know? Like, everyone wants to belong.
Come on, I got one, too. I got to take the picture.
I'm glad I don't
belong. Come on, Freckle Bros.
I mean, like, it's true. Like James, they could have picked any part of you, right?
Yeah.
And you would have been like, yep.
Hey, does anybody have a freckle right on their taint?
Yeah!
I do, too!
Oh, my God! Let's take a picture.
Oh, my God.
Please take a picture. Please start the viral taint.
Yes, you should.
Taint, freckle.
I got a little wrinkle right.
Never mind. Okay, all right, yeah.
I got a freckle right on the base of my...
Yeah, you'll have to get, maybe your lady will take a picture up close of your taint.
Maybe, Dave, you have one because of the sun. You're in the sun a little bit more.
Well, but for sure.
Yeah, I generally wear a watch, though, so it's underneath that. I do have freckles. I'm an Irishman.
I mean, but like none of these freckles that
they're
are
not
on
identical.
These, they're not identical. They're just totally random. And I mean, I guess if I look and move my hair, I can probably find one. I mean,
Let's
I've got freckles
you.
All over.
Lisa's a wild card.
Oh, my God.
I'll let you shave.
Quick, hold him down and shave him. Dave, you're an alien. Chuck, bend over. We're going to shave you down.
You're into that, huh? Okay, whatever.
Let me get a shaving cream, Lisa. I'll give you a hand.
Hey, Lisa, you shave me, I shave you.
I don't have anything to be shaved.
That's amazing.
There's a reveal.
On my arms. I don't have any hair on my arms.
Floor is Lisa.
I don't have hairy arms. She's like Chuck. Yeah. That's what I meant.
She revealed.
No, the arms.
You revealed a lot.
The truth has finally come out.
Oh, there's nothing on my body that needs shaved.
Yeah. Let's shave your head. I'll shave your head.
But we can't see on your arm because of all your
hair.
Course,
yeah. But I mean, I've got freckles all over the place. You know, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
I got freckles up my arm, but
I have freckles too, and but that I do happen to have just one lone freckle in that one place where every all these people.
You got any donger freckles? Anybody?
I've honestly never.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Yeah, I think I got one.
I don't think so.
One right down at the base.
Yeah, I got no freckles on
my
face.
I think I got a donger.
I do too.
I have a freckle.
Oh, my God. We're matching.
Oh, my God.
We're donger bros.
Yeah.
Whip them out and show everybody.
Would you like them to shave that, Lisa?
I don't care about that. Those two can go.
I already took care of that.
Yeah, nothing to shave, Lisa.
Took care of that over the long weekend we had.
Nothing to shave. Nothing to shave, Lisa. Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny because it really is just how everybody wants to feel a part of something, and it can be the smallest little thing. It is like a freckle on your.
Someone said everyone has one lone freckle on their ball sack. I have an inspired.
I might have a freckle on my ball sack. You now might. I think I might. On my right nut.
If I do, I've never noticed it.
Nut bros.
Nut bros. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to, you really care about this and you want to see it for yourself, you can go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. But it's become a thing.
So. This is like my kid. They believe that if you throw a pair of Vans shoes up in the air, that they always land on the sole. Have you seen this?
It's like a cat always lands on its feet.
Yeah. So Stella has a pair of Vans and... they just keep throwing them up in the air, and it is uncanny that about 90% of the time they land flat on their sole. They can hit, they'll hit Vans upside challenge. Down, and then flop right flat. It doesn't happen all the time, but it's like 90% of the time.
I wish I wore my Vans today.
A van, oh, could have tested you throw them, and they will, like, Stella has those exact Vans that were up a bit more, but, yeah.
Wow. So it's something going on.
The Vans challenge. The Vans challenge is.
Oh my God. They are like cats. That's like, how a cat does it.
It's not CGI. It's not CGI. It's like legitimately, you throw them, they bounce.
James, you should make a video later.
I will.
No, this has been viral since March. It's done. It's over now.
I'll show my taint freckle.
So?
Throw my shoes in the air.
Oh my God.
I know. It's
just like cats.
It's funny because, but my kids do this. Like, they'll do this all the time. And like I said,
so
it doesn't always work.
Yeah, that must be it.
They're so heavy, they're weighted on the bottom. So
probably any shoe will do that, right?
No.
Not just Vans.
No, because Vans have a heavy, heavy rubber base.
Yeah. He's going to throw six. He's going to throw six. I'm afraid, or maybe he's got more than that. 8?
They all landed.
Oh my God.
That's a Vans challenge.
Look at James' face. See, right? Isn't that weird?
See, we're so stupid.
Yeah, that was my point.
Here I am being amazed.
That's it.
I'm so amazed, but I'm also so stupid at the same time.
All right.
Yeah, no, this is really dumb. But it's a thing. The Vans challenge has been going on since March.
Yeah. So my kids have been since March just throwing shoes in the air.
So they're still doing it.
And they do it. And when they get it to not happen, they go nuts. They go ballistic.
Oh, so now the thing is to make it not happen.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
Okay.
They've thrown 100 shoes, and I bet 90 times it lands flat.
Well, my afternoon is now booked solid today.
Goodness.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Guys, quickly here on the Dave and Chuck lines, what will you admit is like the real girly thing you gotta have? 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. The girly thing that maybe it's a guilty pleasure, but you gotta have it. LeBron James has one of those things, and he did an interview with it. He maybe one of the greatest athletes around, but it turns out he has also a girly burning passion.
Okay.
Candles.
He likes candles.
He loves candles.
I like a candle, but...
He says it's one of his must-haves.
I don't must-have to have them.
He said, I have to light a candle in my room on every road trip while I'm away. It has a lot to do with the energy of the universe. I'm high on that. I just love the smell of candles, though, he says. He says hotel rooms can have kind of a odor, and a candle gives it a fresher smell. So I bring some home with me. It makes me very comfortable. He said the energy, the essence behind a candle, and the smell keeps me as comfortable away as I am when I'm home. Hmm. Of course, his favorite brand is called Diptyque.
Oh, sure.
Yes, I know it.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah.
Not something you can pick up at Target. It's a French candle company. Yeah. It's about $70 a candle.
Mm-hmm.
What's so special about them?
It's called Deep Tip.
Diptyque. They offer a small version that's only $36, and then there's a large 5-wick version that's $325.
Huh. Big old.
Oh man, smells like me slapping you across the face.
But LeBron's favorite scent from Diptyque is Bies.
Yeah,
of course.
He loves it, bye.
It's $175. The description says it features the irresistible freshness of a bouquet of roses sweetened with black currant.
Wow, that's a terrible smell.
I hate the rose smell.
Nothing smells like an old lady.
More than fake roses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if he runs out of the candles when he travels, he goes out and gets more at the hotel gift shop.
I have travel candles.
But. You can tell that you've made too much money in your basketball career when this is like,
yeah.
Because where are you from? Cleveland.
Yeah.
And now you're buying French candles. Go back to the neighborhood and see what they think about. That's why I had to leave. That's why I had to get out and go to L.A. They were probably like, get the hell out of here. Crazy candle freak.
Candles.
LeBron. What is wrong with you, man? You got a dick tip candle? Get the hell out! Why don't you go sign with LA? Go suck out there.
Thanks for the title,
but get out.
What about you guys? What's your like girly guilty pleasure? Brandon, you have one.
Fun. It's a game changer.
You
cut out. What was that?
A loofah. In the shower. It's a game changer. Can't do without it now.
Yeah.
Exfoliate that skin.
I've had them on and off. I've had them.
So just like, is that a puff? Is that like a shower puff?
Yeah, it's a puff thing. I admit that I'd have two different kinds of it. I've got one with like ropes on each end that you wash your back with.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got just the regular puff one. And once I...
No, we're losing you, Brandon.
Yeah. Sorry.
He's calling from the distant past.
I get it that they're girly, but if you use a body wash,
you kind of need one.
You have to have one, right?
Yeah.
Because I've tried body wash with a face cloth.
It doesn't work.
I just use a washcloth.
Well, how do you do it? What do you do?
I just go soap to body.
You just soap up your body.
Yep.
I just go soap right on my hot body.
At least you just take it and rub it all over.
I hit my belly real hard.
That's what I did. Build some suds.
Yeah.
I can build enough suds in my chest hair to do my whole body.
I know.
But I have had one of those. They always fall apart for me.
I don't like loofahs. They're not clean enough. Like
they seem like they contain germs.
Yeah, right.
Well,
I like to wash my washcloth.
The other thing is, like, what are you going to do? You hit some sensitive spots, and then you got to do the rest of you.
Yeah,
you hit the sensitive spots last.
Yeah, I know, but then they're the first thing that you know what I mean.
Oh, that's not real good.
I know.
Yeah,
but
you
still.
Hit the dirtiest stuff first.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy, right?
It's always
weird to me.
Irish Spring right
you have
to
a
the,
bar of soap. Just
like I have a bar
of soap
man. Like
I have a
man.
A bar.
That's what I have.
You know what?
I rinse.
I actually got it.
That's how he rinses.
There you go.
I let the water hit me and I rinse.
I actually got back in. I was like loofah guy for a while. I've gone back to bar soap. Yeah, I like the I'm a traditional bar soap guy.
I like to know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah,
so I got over your bits.
I think it's because of dads. Like my dad uses Irish Spring bar soap and
yes,
Speed Stick antiperspirant. That's I do the same.
Huh. This guy said that his girly guilty pleasure is cherry chapstick, a must-have for his sensitive, luscious lips.
Definitely don't use chapstick.
I've never used a chapstick one time.
No.
This person says, I love a Shirley Temple. I order one at every restaurant I go to, and I am a six-foot man with a beard.
Isn't your buddy your
My buddy likes a Shirley Temple. He does too.
So he'll belly up to the bar and be like, one Shirley Temple.
Yeah. I don't know if now with his stomach stuff still
bothering him too much.
But he gets a Shirley Temple from time to time.
So do my kids.
I think he does it for the shock value of big, he does scary
it
for the
comedy of it. Which
he's like, Shirley Temple, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, you sure? Nobody's going to say anything.
Positive.
Say something to me.
Yeah, right? I'd love to punch you.
We'll make a real big scene.
Love to break some glasses. This guy said, my guilty pleasure is a not-so-manly little drink from Starbucks. I get a venti quad white mocha with extra whipped cream. I'm 29 and a straight guy.
It's just too sweet.
A venti quad white mocha, extra whip, please.
I went to, in this grocery store. They have a Starbucks there.
Yeah.
And Stella was like, can I get this thing? I walked up to the counter, and I was about to order it, and I was like, can I get a... Tell her what you want. I made her do it. I made her do it. I was like, I'm not even going to say whatever I have to say.
Yeah.
Venti, crappy, $20.
Talking about your girly guilty pleasure, this woman said, my boyfriend swears by Summer's Eve feminine deodorant spray for his balls and beehole. He never has rank parts. Isn't Summer's Eve? Oh, so they also, they're like the douche folks, right?
Yeah, they are.
we are the douche folks.
So they have other products besides douches.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I think it's all the whole Summer's Eve down there.
Yeah.
I just use the feminine hygiene game.
I just use fresh balls.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an amazing product. It's
like a bomb, right?
It's a lotion that you then put on. And it like dries to like a powder.
Nice.
The way that
so it's cool
to keep your, it has all of the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. This guy said, I'm a manly bear, but I get a mani-pedi once a month and I sip on champagne with light music playing. It's pure relaxation.
I don't do that either.
Oh, that's crazy.
You're not as manly as a bear you think you are. This person said that I like the occasional bath with bath bombs and a mud mask.
Oh, he really kicks it up with the mud mask.
He sure does.
He's like, Ken.
Can you imagine walking in on your guy?
Stella would love me to do a mud mask, mask with her.
I'm sure.
I can't, obviously, but she would love it.
I'm a 6'4", 280-pound man. I must have my Lush facial scrub called Ocean Salt.
Ocean Salt.
Ocean Salt.
I need to be kissed by Poseidon.
This person said, I'm 40. Generally, I look like a scrub, but I love my Molten Brown body wash and lotion. What's that?
What's the brand?
I don't know.
Molten Brown.
Just a fancy brand.
Yeah. Oh, it's fancy.
Kind of fancy, not even...
Super fancy.
Get it.
Middle of the road fancy.
I mean, it's... Yeah.
Oh, it ain't cheap. Damn, it's like $30 for the hand wash.
Oh, my God.
Holy hell, it's $70 for bath oil.
I just say middle of the road because I think I've tried samples of it and I didn't care for it. It's a female thing. That's what, you know,
Molten Brown.
It's like a girly thing.
Is it like shower gel? You gotta smell like black pepper?
Like I bought 27 bars of soap for $8 the other day.
Yeah, I got enough Irish Spring to
a little more economical.
Kill an elephant.
I don't know why I buy the most.
Like $4.
I'm like, does it come any?
Because it's cheap when you buy it.
Pack. What about a 87 pack?
I did that. I have dial. I bought like a 20 pack or something. I'll never run out of soap. Forever.
I know.
It's weird as guys. We buy as much of it as
we can. Just give me 180 pack.
There isn't anywhere it can fit.
No. You got to put it in like a cupboard.
Yeah.
This guy said I use chick deodorant because it works better.
No, it doesn't.
They make, I don't think
it's
so.
pH balance.
We are men.
Yeah.
For a woman. We give off way more odor than ladies.
You might want to be careful because I was using my girlfriend's deodorant when I ran out before. And I kept forgetting to go buy new stuff.
and my breast started to get sore. Like, I felt like something's going on.
What?
Yeah. I had to stop using it. I'm not even joking.
You had tender breasts.
My breasts got really tender.
You had some estrogen. Yeah.
I thought I was going to start to grow boobs.
Stop it, James.
I'm not even joking. I swear to God.
He's not joking.
I asked my girlfriend. I was like, hey, is there anything that you know of that could cause a man to, like, grow boobs from using women's deodorant?
Dave, look it up. Will female deodorant grow boobs?
I'm not even joking. My nipple was so tender.
Yep.
It felt like the whole,
that was the first thing that came up. It said, did it have estrogen?
Make you grow broobs.
Broobs. Did it make you grow broobs?
Yeah, make you
gotta get some of that natural deodorant.
This popular deodorant.
Yeah, that's been...
And it causes breast growth.
Oh, and men. I haven't heard about the men part of it.
But I think women it's like have been men, concerned about men, this for a long time. They're not talking about women. They're talking about...
is it a men's product that does it?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Something.
That's what they say.
Ooh.
But you can't believe everything you read online, let's calm down.
Yes, you can.
Well, people just write everything, but you just have...
3 days of my girlfriend's deodorant caused me to have sore breasts.
What did your girlfriend say about that?
She just laughed and thought I was stupid, as usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was in your mind.
I don't think that's what happens.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. You do not want that associated with your product.
No, you don't.
But, yeah, this is...
Was that...
I years ago switched to all-natural deodorant.
Oh,
and
I didn't.
It actually does work, because I was feeling like pains under my arms, and it was blocking my pores and stuff.
Mm.
So I switched, and I feel better.
Did your boobs hurt?
My boobs didn't hurt. No,
your breasts were okay. No tender breasts.
I didn't feel any issues down here.
Breast pain, nipple pain.
No nip pain.
How long does your natural deodorant work for you two?
Mine works fine. I mean, I reapply after I go to the gym and stuff. But
I feel like that stuff wouldn't
hold me back.
I feel like I'd be.
You gotta find the right.
My armpits are like Niagara Falls.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything natural that's gonna contain these.
Yeah,
armpits.
I'm not. I don't sweat a ton from my armpits, so I was fine with it.
I need like the Hoover Dam of deodorant.
So funny, the thing of James does wondering about his tender breasts.
I'm not just. I'm not even lying. I was scared.
Tender breasts, man.
Dude, I was scared.
Were both your nipples hurting?
Just one.
Just one.
Yeah, just
why
one.
Would it be
that
just
was
one?
The early sign.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I apply heavier on my right side than my left. I don't know.
I definitely do.
I've never felt that weird tenderness, soreness that I've had with any kind of nipple play that I've had taken place. Using the deodorant.
Kind of nipple play.
You stressed out, James?
Not anymore. I stopped using it. Now I'm okay.
Mouth the type it is.
I can't read lips, so I don't know.
She has the name with an airline.
Okay. Yep.
Comes in a blue cane. Blue case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty stressed out because my breasts are tender.
I'm telling you, dude, maybe there's something to it. You don't know.
There might be.
There might be. I mean, it came up with articles and stuff. So
yeah,
I
was terrified. When Dave started to type in, does female deodorant, it finished off the thing, contain estrogen.
Yeah.
Because that's what would do it, right?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, there's estrogen in the deodorant that's causing my boobs to swell. I'm going to have big, huge man breasts.
Man.
My nipples are all sore.
Once you get those, what do you do, huh?
It's a good thing you didn't grow breasts.
Yeah, no kidding,
show.
Lisa.
Weird,
it's a great thing.
Yeah. Show.
All the time I'm in here topless.
He's in a bra. He's in a bikini top.
I'd be so confused.
We have to have him in a bikini top every time.
I'm like the guy from Fight Club. The meatloaf from Fight Club. Hopefully my breasts are a little more perky.
James is different since he grew those boobs, huh? He's totally a different guy.
I'm going to be honest. He loves them.
I know. Hey, guys, want to see a trick.
Yeah.
Let me put these booby tassels on and watch.
Yeah.
He keeps pressing them up against the windows.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Super weird, you guys.
I didn't expect you to say that.
I didn't either.
No.
I didn't expect it to happen. I've been just trying to stay fresh. You know,
I
to keep my pits fresh, and I forgot to go to the store.
Breasts are tender. But
I believe your deodorant gave me tender breasts.
I didn't know if I needed to call the 1-800 number on the deodorant stick and ask, but I asked my girlfriend, and pretty much laughed in my face. So
yeah,
it went away once I stopped using it.
Isn't that funny though?
It's scary more than funny.
No, but I mean, like, it's just odd that you did stop it, and then the nipple pain
I
went.
Got the pain under my arm, but that was because it was from antiperspirant, not deodorant, because there's a difference. Antiperspirant, like, blocks you up.
That I've right? used that for my whole entire
That's
life.
That's all I use is antiperspirant.
That's all I use.
But you read, just you can read how bad that is for you when they're blocking stuff in your pores. And it's
yeah. like, really? About. Yeah. Well, everything's killing me. I'm an American.
Yeah. I'm not worried about... That's what gets me. That's what gets
but
me.
But if you start
yeah.
to grow boobs, check your deodorant.
Well, I mean, I'm fat, so I've had them for a while. I'm not... Puppies get out of control. I'll let you know.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it a lot.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.